Garrett was angry. Not at his crew, but at the situation. At himself. He'd underestimated the enemy, convinced himself it would be an easy kill, not because he had solid evidence, but because he'd wanted to go after the prize. Now they had the fight of their lives on their hands, and the fate of the Burke's crew hung in the balance. If Scorpion and Wasp lost this fight, they would die. Charlotte would die. He pushed that thought out of his mind. He didn't even know for sure she was there, and he didn't have time for self-recriminations now. His ship needed him. If they were going to get through this, it was going to take everything he had. Wasp shook. Finch depressurizing the engineering deck, Garrett immediately realized. It was an extreme measure, but it would work. The vacuum would kill the fire instantly, and the rest of the ship was sealed off from the effects. As long as the bulkheads held.
Captain, Ensign Finch reports all fires are out. He is repressurizing now, but he can't assess the damage until they can get back in there.
Forston looked down at the workstation.
Captain, we have a message coming in from the Burke.
Hold it, Lieutenant. Garrett's resolve shook a little, but it held. He had to win this fight first before he could do anything for the Burke. He was imagining what the message said, and in his mind it was Charlotte's voice. He knew that was foolishness, and he shoved it hard, deeper into the back of his mind. There was no point in allowing distraction now. They were committed, and winning this fight was the only way anyone was getting out of this system alive.
Arm plasma torpedoes!
Garrett had been counting off the time between enemy shots. They were clearly suffering some sort of power loss on the CAC vessel. Normally those lasers would recharge in less than a minute, but the enemy was firing more like every three. If we get through this, Garrett thought, that's going to be why.